You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Crisp in center, a little towards left center for Maurer, and he hits a high fly ball to deep center field. Way back, and it's gone. Over the 408 sign in center field. So it's 2-1, Cleveland, number 5 for Joe Maurer.
How about that? The late, great Herb Carneal on the call on a Joe Maurer career highlight, and it is Joe Maurer Day here at the ballpark. Steve Thompson live from Target Field, Jonathan Lowe back in the studio, and of course our coverage of the Joe Maurer Hall of Fame celebration today, brought to you by our friends at Miller Marine and Power Lodge. And I'm pleased to be joined by Twins president Dave St. Peter, and great to hear Herb a moment ago on a Joe Maurer highlight. But that illustrates Joe Maurer started his Twins career when Herb was still calling games back at the Metrodome, made the transition to Target Field, 15 years in a Twins uniform, certainly one of the all-time greats.
Well, Steve, great to be with you. And, boy, that makes my day listening to Herb Carneal on that call. But you're right. Yeah, Joe, obviously a legacy Twin. Such an unbelievable amount of hype before Joe Maurer ever got to the Twins as a player. And, you know, I can tell you, I think that's probably, to me, the most remarkable thing is the expectations that were on him coming out of high school, number one overall draft pick, and to go on to become a first ballot Hall of Famer is really an incredible storybook career. And we've always been incredibly proud of Joe as a player, but who he is as a person is, I think, universally respected across our game. And I think that's probably a big reason why he was a first ballot Hall of Famer.
And a fair amount of pressure on Joe along the way.
Oh, no doubt. 100%. And, I think I've said this before. I think Joe actually is probably underappreciated across our marketplace for a number of reasons. You know, we weren't able to have postseason success. I'm not sure that was his fault. We ultimately saw him deal with some injury, which, again, wasn't his fault. Signed him to a record-breaking contract to keep him a Twin for life, and you know that brought expectation. And when you look at this breakdown, his career, and particularly the first 10 years as a catcher, you know it's up there in the highest reaches of our game. And I just can tell you, we were lucky to have him in our franchise because he made us better every single day.
And I'm glad you brought that up because he was mentioned alongside Johnny Bench. You think about the names he was being compared to, and it's like, you know, this guy is a real deal. But I remember seeing him play football and basketball and baseball at Creighton-Durham Hall, and you know, thinking, yeah, you know, this guy's talented. Then he gets to the big leagues, and you know, then you mention Johnny Bench, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, and it's fun story about that is Johnny Bench actually made his way to the Twins party for Joe Maurer Saturday night in Cooperstown to pay respect to Joe. Johnny Bench really loved watching Joe Maurer as a player, and I think really, truly, sincerely welcomed him into the fraternity, so to speak, in Cooperstown. So, yeah, this is a fun day for us in Minnesota to welcome Joe back, and his first kind of public appearance, first appearance at Target Field since becoming a Hall of Famer. And, of course, tonight largely also will be about the city of St. Paul and the legacy there of David Mark Winfield, Jack Morris, and Paul Molitor welcoming Joe to that fraternity, which is also, in its own right, really, really cool.
And it's extraordinary. I brought it up with Shaletta before the news at 3 o'clock. City of St. Paul, 4 Hall of Famers. Dave Winfield, Jack Morris, Paul Molitor, and now Joe Maurer. That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's something for all of Minnesota to be proud of, certainly for the city of St. Paul to be proud of. You kind of wonder who's going to be next, you know? Is there a young kid over there swinging the bat, maybe even playing RBI baseball? But I think the only community across America that has produced more Hall of Famers is Mobile, Alabama. And I think we need to get one more to pull even with them. So let's go St. Paul.
And some pretty good names out of Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think Hank Aaron might be one of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Hammer and Hank. Dave St. Peter joining us here at Target Field, and it's Joe Mauer's Hall of Fame celebration tonight, almost 2 weeks ago in Cooperstown. It is quite a trip. The museum, but to be there on a Hall of Fame weekend, and I know, Dave, you've been to a number of those. The Twins have honored a number of players. It's quite a party.
Yeah, it's the pinnacle in our sport, certainly for individual performance, and the gathering of greatness that comes there every year. And then it's just Cooperstown in and of itself is such a quaint, beautiful place. But if you love baseball and if you appreciate baseball history, it is a bucket list trip. And I've been fortunate, more blessed than anybody, to be able to go there a lot of times. And there's nothing quite like when you go there when one of your own players are being inducted. What was really cool this year, Steve, is by far the Minnesota Twins were the most well-represented major league brand that was in Cooperstown, and that was really fun to see, and our fans really represented and really got behind Joe Mauer, which again I think speaks to his impact.
The show tonight, you mentioned Jack Morris will be here, Paul Molitor. There are other speakers and festivities before the game tonight, and the fans are in for a real treat because the actual plaque from Cooperstown is here at the ballpark, and fans can get a photo, and first 10,000 through the gates get a replica plaque.
Yeah, this is a really cool tradition that the National Baseball Hall of Fame has started, and we've certainly had it here in the past for some other Hall of Famers with either Twins or Minnesota roots. But you're right, you know, Joe's Hall of Fame plaque it departed Cooperstown a couple days ago. It arrived in the Twin Cities yesterday and will be here on display in the ballpark. Yes, it'll be part of the pregame, but more importantly, fans will have an opportunity to get photos with it. And I think that's a really cool tradition. We're going to actually bring Walter Johnson's plaque for the first time ever leaving Cooperstown to come to Minnesota when we pay tribute to the Washington Senators franchise a week from tomorrow on August 11th. And we're going to particularly pay tribute to the 1924 world champion Washington Senators. Of course, you know, that's this franchise. The Twins and Senators are forever linked. So I think it's a fun tradition. I wish other Hall of Fames did it. I think it'd be cool in the NFL if the busts would come out when your player gets, inducted to come to U.S. Bank Stadium for the next Viking. I just think it's a fun thing for fans who don't have the opportunity to get to Cooperstown to have that moment.
Yeah, to see the real deal. By the way, Joe Mauer, as a human being, you've dealt with a lot of ball players over the years. You've been with the club a long time, president for a long time. Universally, people say the same thing about Joe. What a great guy, what a great family. Had to be a joy to deal with Joe over the years.
Yeah, he never changed, Steve. From the first day we ever met to the day he signed a record-breaking contract to the day he retired to the day he was elected to first ballot Hall of Famer, he's the same person. I give his mom and dad, his overall family, a lot of credit. There certainly were great values instilled in Joe. And he and Maddie, his lovely wife, have not only built a great family, but they've built a reputation of giving back. They've done a lot of great things. Gillette Children's Hospital comes to mind. That was really Joe's, passion over the course of his career, and has done a lot of good things for a lot of kids and families that, frankly, were dealing with either tragedy or even worse. So, I get a little bit emotional thinking about Joe as just a person and all the impact he's had on kids across our region. And, he truly was a role model. He truly was a person kids could look up to, and a mom and dad could say, yeah, I'd like you to be like Joe Mauer, because he was consistently a good person off the field. And I can tell you, I saw that, I lived it, and, I think that's something we all appreciate about Joe.
And there have been so many great players to come through this organization over the years. So many wonderful talents. And Joe's just another one, and his number is retired already. That happened a number of years ago. Now in the Hall of Fame, and that's got to be one of the great joys of the job for you to see, you know, these living legends of the game and get to know these people.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I talked to Joe at Cooperstown about that, and, you know, I've been a huge advocate for the history of our franchise and worked really hard to ensure we are building the types of relationships that keeps the Rod Carews and the Tony Olivas and the Jim Cotts and Ken Herbecks and others involved. And Joe mentioned to me in Cooperstown how special it is for him to be, you know, part of Twins history, but to be in Cooperstown with the likes of Kirby Puckett and Harmon Killebrew and Jim Cott and Tony Oliva, because, you know, Joe went to Cooperstown 2 years ago to see Jim and Tony get inducted. I don't know that most people know that, just as a fan. And now for him to be inducted, I can tell you that means something to Joe as somebody who grew up loving the Twins. He appreciates the history of our franchise, and I think that's an especially gratifying thing for a lot of us in our front office.
Another one that stood out driving down to Target Field today was Joe spent his entire career with the Twins. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think there are, you know, two other guys that are in the Hall of Fame that are wearing Twins caps that were able to do that, Kirby Puckett, Tony Oliva. Of course, Harmon had that 1 year in Kansas City. But it is rare, and it's also, I think, really special. And it's another thing I think fans appreciate when one of their own is loyal and stays with them their entirety of their career. You think of a Cal Ripken with the Baltimore Orioles. You think of a Derek Jeter with the New York Yankees. Joe Mauer's is one of those guys for the Twins, and that adds to the luster of this evening ceremony.
At Joe, when he retired, one final thought. I kind of felt like, as a fan, someone who grew up following the Twins, that he probably had another season or two or three in him, that he was in pretty good shape. How did you feel at that time when he decided to step away?
Well, I thought he could have played. Obviously Joe had a certain standard that he wanted to be able to play at. Anybody who watched him, he still took the best at-bats out of anybody on the diamond when he stepped away. And, you know, it's been well documented. You know, Derek Falvey went to Joe at the trade deadline at 18. We weren't going to be in contention and gave him an opportunity if he wanted to pursue a trade. Joe really felt strongly about loyalty to Minnesota and to finishing his career as a Twin. But I think at that point he kind of probably had a pretty good sense that this was going to be it. You know, he had dealt with the concussions and some other physical challenges, and he frankly was probably more focused on trying to be a great husband and a great dad. And, I really always respected that. But there's no doubt in my mind he could have been an effective player for a couple additional years. He helped us win every game he was on the diamond for the Twins.
Joe Mauer Day here at Target Field. It's a big Hall of Fame celebration. Dave, always good to see you. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks for being here, Steve. Let's get a win tonight.
Yeah, Twins and White Sox. Twins trying to hang in there. Cleveland on a tear right now. They are 8-2. Twins in a 6-4 run over their last 10. They blew out the White Sox. They have dropped 18 in a row. We'll have a little bit more about Friday night's ball game a little bit later on. We're going to have Joe Mauer's entire Hall of Fame speech from Cooperstown 13 days ago, and we'll bring that to you here on this Saturday afternoon at News Talk 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Nelson facing Mauer at one ball and one strike. Sent by the right-hander. And here's the pitch. Mauer, the fly to left and well hit. Backing off, it is good! Joe Mauer with a home run to tie the game at 1-1. Touch them all, Joe Mauer.
John Gordon on the call, career highlight for Joe Mauer. And, of course, we're at Target Field for Joe Mauer's Hall of Fame celebration today. And our coverage is brought to you by our friends at Miller Marine and Power Lodge. Lovely day at the ballpark. Storms late tonight. Should have no problem getting the ball game underway tonight. And, of course, at pregame ceremony honoring Joe Mauer, Jack Morris will speak, Paul Molitor will speak. Game two of the three-game set, Twins and White Sox. Twins prevail 10-2 on Friday night. And Royce Lewis, 4 RBI in the ballgame. Joe Ryan gets the win to even his record at 7-7. And the misery continues for Chicago. They are 27-85 and have dropped 18 games in a row. One of the worst seasons in modern Major League history. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And the Twins hope to keep them reeling tonight with Bailey Ober on the mound. And once again, our coverage with the lineup card begins at 5:30 today. We'll have the entire Joe Mauer Hall of Fame celebration and then the ball game tonight here on the home of the Twins, News Talk, E3O, WCCO. But in the DH spot, Royce Lewis, big ball game, two hits, four RBI. Willie Castro in the leadoff spot, couple of hits, two RBI in the ball game last night. Byron Buxton in center, he had a hit, two RBI. And two runs scored in the ballgame. Trevor Larnach scored three runs last night in a 10-2 Twins blowout here at Target Field. And a little bit later on, we'll have some highlights from that one. And we'll be sprinkling in highlights as well from Joe Mauer's career. Coming up, though, we have an opportunity, and we have the time on this Saturday afternoon. If you didn't catch it, Joe Mauer's Hall of Fame speech in Cooperstown on July 21st. A terrific speech, and we'll bring that to you in its entirety coming up following the weather here in a moment at News Talk E3O WCCO. And then later on in the program, we hope to visit with current Twins analyst, Twins Hall of Famer, and of course two-time world champion in 87 and 91, Dan Gladden. On the program today, Joe Schmidt from Channel 5 did a book with Joe Mauer. And we hope to visit with Joe right after the news at 5. And then the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, who's here with Joe Mauer's plaque, will join us just before the lineup card at 5:30 today here on News Talk E3O WCCO. And we'll sprinkle in some other highlights and sound from Joe Mauer's career here on News Talk E3O WCCO. We will keep an eye on the weather, and we'll get into that in more detail in a moment. Right now, we want to check what's going on in the major leagues. Of course, Cleveland leading the American League Central Division. They will play later on tonight, as will the Kansas City Royals. We'll play later on tonight. Kansas City and Detroit to play the Tigers. That is a 5:10 start our time. And then Baltimore in Cleveland to play the Guardians. That'll be a 6:15 start our time. And, of course, the Twins hosting the White Sox tonight with Bailey Ober on the mound. Quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. And then Joe Maurer's Hall of Fame speech in Cooperstown from 13 days ago. It's on the way here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. We are live at Target Field for coverage of Joe Maurer's Hall of Fame celebration. We'll carry that live tonight as part of the lineup card. And that starts at 5:30, first pitch at 6:10. Game two of the three-game set between the Twins and the White Sox here at Target Field. Bailey Ober on the mound. And we thought it would be nice if you didn't have a chance to hear it live in Cooperstown on July 21st, or you haven't heard it since. How about Joe Maurer's Hall of Fame speech in Cooperstown? We're going to bring it to you now. And by the way, our coverage of Joe Maurer's Hall of Fame celebration brought to you by Miller Marine and Power Lodge.
Thank you. Thank you. As tough as it is to get into the National Baseball Hall of Fame, it might be just as tough to sum up what this game, this honor, and this moment truly means to me. Even if I had all the time in the world, I'm still not sure I could properly put it into words. But today, I am grateful for the chance to try my best to describe what it means to be here with all of you. For as long as I can remember, the game of baseball has been a central part of my life and the life of my family. I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, with my parents, two older brothers, and my grandpa Jake Maurer. Much of my early childhood was spent watching Twins games and pretending to be a big leaguer in my backyard and at various neighborhood parks with my brothers. Many of those parks were the same fields that fellow Hall of Famers Dave Winfield, Paul Molitor, and Jack Morris played on as well. How lucky and unique it was to have three big leaguers and future role models hail from my same city. Watching them as a kid was my first glimpse of hope that maybe I could make it in baseball as well. It'll never be lost on me that the same guys I pretended to be in my yard are men I grew up to know personally, and I even had one of them become my manager. Long before my big league days, my parents coached all of our little league teams throughout the years. Rides to and from games consisted of conversations on good sportsmanship and ways to improve, and our dinner table talks were more of the same. In our home, baseball was a family affair. My dad and grandpa loved the game, and they loved to share their knowledge of the sport. They were the first to see a potential in me and believed in my abilities long before I did. They taught me that being successful takes a lot more than just athletic talent. At a young age, they instilled in me the values of hard work and dedication. They raised me on the golden rule of treating others the way you want to be treated, and always showing respect to my teammates, coaches, umpires, and opponents. They were my first and greatest role models, coaches, and mentors, and they supported me every step of my baseball journey. From the very early days of homemade pitching machines in the garage to lengthy voicemails left after my big league performances, their guidance never wavered. Even at the end of my career, as my grandpa's eyesight was failing, he would stand right next to his TV in a batting stance and go through my every at-bat as if he was swinging alongside me. I hope they are both looking down this afternoon with pride, knowing that all their time and hard work helped me get to this podium, standing here as a Hall of Famer. From day one, they led by example and truly walked the walk, a path I was blessed to follow. Another very important person who was there every step of the way was my mom. She is the ultimate example of humility. Truth be told, she's the best athlete in our family, but she never wanted to take any of the credit for it and the skills and knowledge she passed along to me and my brothers. I want to thank you, Mom, for always being there, for being my greatest cheerleader and fan, and for always reminding me to have fun. You taught me that I could be a fierce competitor, but that it's far more important to be a good person. The example you helped you set helped mold me into who I am today. And for that, I am more grateful than you'll ever know. I love you, Mom. I want to give a nod to the sky and also thank my grandparents, Mike and Phyllis Tierney, for never missing a game in the course of my career. And for the baseball fans out there who love numbers, that's 81 home games times 15 years, adding up to 1,215 games. Even if I wasn't in the lineup, they still showed up to cheer on their beloved Twins. They were a wonderful example of dedication and support going back to my very first days at T-ball. I want to thank my brothers, Jake and Bill. You were my first teammates and opponents, and I credit them for giving me thick skin. If I wanted to play with the older kids, then I needed to prove to them that I could, and you two were always willing to give me that chance. I want to thank you for never taking it easy on me, and for your support from the backyard days throughout my last game. I'm lucky to have you both as role models and friends. I was very fortunate to have a family who always nurtured my love of baseball. They were my first support system. But I was also fortunate to have a lot of great coaches over the years, and one in particular was my high school baseball coach, Jim O'Neill. For those who wondered why I rarely swung, please. For those of you who wondered why I rarely swung at the first pitch, it dates back to the advice he gave me my senior year at Creighton-Durham Hall. He once told me, Joe, when you step into the box, you're most likely going to hit the ball, so why not wait for the pitch you want? Simple advice, but I credit him for helping me develop a plan every time I stepped up to the plate and giving me the confidence to hit deep into counts. He taught me patience and control, and I carried those lessons with me throughout my career. Thank you, Jim. I want to thank scouts Mark Wilson, Joel Leppel, and former Minnesota Twins general manager Terry Ryan for coming out and watching those many high school games and for taking a chance on me as an 18-year-old catcher. The draft was talented that year back in 2001 with several players close to major league ready, and you took me. Seen as an unpopular choice by many, I was determined to prove to everyone that you made the right decision, and your trust and belief in me helped me gain confidence in myself, especially in those early years. Navigating that chapter in my life where I was faced with major decisions at a young age was made easier for me by the help of two men who I revere as some of the greatest mentors and confidants, my agents, Mr. Ron Shapiro and Mr. Michael Moss. From the first time we met at 18 years old, I knew you were special. I knew you had my best interests at heart. Your wisdom, advice, support, professionalism, and friendship has guided me throughout my entire career, both personally and professionally, and I credit much of my growth as a ball player in person to you both. I want to thank you for being the role models I needed at 18 and for continuing to be the first people I call for advice till this day. You have become family to me, and I'm so grateful for your influence and guidance through this journey. Thank you. I'd like to thank the Polad family for allowing me to wear one jersey my entire career. And being able to play at home in front of my family, friends, and amazing Minnesota fans. I wanted to be a Twin from day one, and that decision never wavered in 18 years. Thank you for that opportunity and your belief and support in me through it all. It was truly an honor to be a part of your organization and represent my hometown team. I'd like to thank my managers, Ron Gardenhier and Paul Molitor, two men who I greatly respect and admire. You were both highly effective in your approach, and I learned so much under your guidance. You created an atmosphere for players to thrive in, and I want to thank you for your wisdom, support, and friendship throughout my career. Thanks, guys. I was also fortunate to be surrounded by an incredible coaching staff who shared with me wisdom and insight of this game and worked tirelessly every day to get the best out of me and my teammates. The same can be said about the fantastic trainers and doctors who kept me healthy and able to do my job. I would like to give a special thank you to Dr. Walt Wilson and Dr. Bob Brown of the Mayo Clinic for always putting my health and safety first. and for not only being there for me, but taking care of my entire family. You are a blessing to us all, and we are so grateful to have you guys in our lives. I also wouldn't be able to go out and do my job without the support of the clubhouse staff. Those guys did so much work behind the scenes so I could focus solely on getting ready to play the game. They became confidants and lifelong friends, and I appreciate you fellows more than you know. I especially want to thank my teammates, many of them who are here today, for your support, encouragement, and the amazing brotherhood you provided me for so many years. It was an absolute honor to suit up alongside you and battle it out every night. You each brought something different to the table and collectively taught me so much about this game, but also about life in general. Many of us grew up together, starting out as young ball players trying to navigate a new world, to becoming gray-haired dads who plan golf trips around our kids' schedules, and I'm grateful for the lifelong friendships I've been given to by this game. Thank you for being here today and for sharing with me a milestone that you all had a role in helping me achieve. I also want to thank the Minnesota Twins fans. You guys came out today. Thank you, thank you. For your many years of support throughout my career, with a special thank you to all who have traveled here today. You were there for my highs and lows and believed in me and our team through it all. Your energy and cheers brought life to our games, and it was truly an honor to play at home in front of such an incredible and loyal fan base. To my extended family and friends, those of who traveled here to join us in this incredible moment, and for those of you watching at home, thank you for your support not only today, but throughout my life and career. It means the world to me, and I'm lucky to have amazing people like you in my life. And Maddie, I cannot thank you enough for all that you do for me and our family. You wear many hats. You are an incredible wife, mother, mentor, role model, keeper of everyone's schedules, and as I call you, the curator of fun in our family. And somehow you managed to do this, do it all with patience and grace. You've been a staple of love, support, and guidance, all while holding down the fort so I could go out and play the game that I love. The kids and I are so grateful for all that you do and so blessed to have you in our lives. Thank you for everything, honey. I love you. I also want to thank my in-laws, John and Ginny, for all the help that they provided Maddie and the girls when I was gone on the road. I knew I could always count on you for being there for them, and it put my mind at ease when I was out there. Thank you for all the love and support you've always shown me, and I love you both as well. Marin and Emily, you two gals mean the world to me. You've always been my little cheerleaders. And no matter the outcome of a game, you always seem to put a smile on my face. You've helped me see things with a new perspective and are a constant reminder of what's truly important in this world. I'm so...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
We are live at Target Field for coverage of Joe Mauer's Hall of Fame celebration. We'll carry that live tonight as part of the lineup card, and that starts at 5:30, first pitch at 6:10. Game two of the three-game set between the Twins and the White Sox here at Target Field. Bailey Ober on the mound, and we thought it would be nice if he didn't have a chance to hear it live in Cooperstown on July 21st, or you haven't heard it since. How about Joe Mauer's Hall of Fame speech in Cooperstown? We're going to bring it to you now. And by the way, our coverage of Joe Mauer's Hall of Fame celebration brought to you by Miller Marine and Power Lodge.
Thank you. Thank you. As tough as it is to get into the National Baseball Hall of Fame, it might be just as tough to sum up what this game, this honor, and this moment truly means to me. Even if I had all the time in the world, I'm still not sure I could properly put it into words. But today, I am grateful for the chance to try my best to describe what it means to be here with all of you. For as long as I can remember, the game of baseball has been a central part of my life and the life of my family. I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, with my parents, two older brothers, and my grandpa Jake Mauer. Much of my early childhood was spent watching Twins games and pretending to be a big leaguer in my backyard and at various neighborhood parks with my brothers. Many of those parks were the same fields that fellow Hall of Famers Dave Winfield, Paul Molitor, and Jack Morris played on as well. How lucky and unique it was to have three big leaguers and future role models hail from my same city. Watching them as a kid was my first glimpse of hope that maybe I could make it in baseball as well. It'll never be lost on me that the same guys that pretended to be in my yard are men I grew up to know personally, and I even had one of them become my manager. Long before my big league days, my parents coached all of our little league teams throughout the years. Rides to and from games consisted of conversations on good sportsmanship and ways to improve, and our dinner table talks were more of the same. In our home, baseball was a family affair. My dad and grandpa loved the game, and they loved to share their knowledge of the sport. They were the first to see a potential in me and believed in my abilities long before I did. They taught me that being successful takes a lot more than just athletic talent. At a young age, they instilled in me the values of hard work and dedication. They raised me on the golden rule of treating others the way you want to be treated, and always showing respect to my teammates, coaches, umpires, and opponents. They were my first and greatest role models, coaches, and mentors, and they supported me every step of my baseball journey. From the very early days of homemade pitching machines in the garage to lengthy voicemails left after my big league performances, their guidance never wavered. Even at the end of my career, as my grandpa's eyesight was failing, he would stand right next to his TV in a batting stance and go through my every at-bat as if he was swinging alongside me. I hope they are both looking down this afternoon with pride, knowing that all their time and hard work helped me get to this podium, standing here as a Hall of Famer. From day one, they led by example and truly walked the walk, a path I was blessed to follow. Another very important person who was there every step of the way was my mom. She is the ultimate example of humility. Truth be told, she's the best athlete in our family, but she never wanted to take any of the credit for it and the skills and knowledge she passed along to me and my brothers. I want to thank you, Mom, for always being there, for being my greatest cheerleader and fan, and for always reminding me to have fun. You taught me that I could be a fierce competitor, but that it's far more important to be a good person. The example you set helped mold me into who I am today, and for that, I am more grateful than you'll ever know. I love you, Mom. I want to give a nod to the sky and also thank my grandparents, Mike and Phyllis Tierney, for never missing a game in the course of my career. And for the baseball fans out there who love numbers, that's 81 home games times 15 years, adding up to 1,215 games. Even if I wasn't in the lineup, they still showed up to cheer on their beloved Twins. They were a wonderful example of dedication and support going back to my very first days at T-ball. I want to thank my brothers, Jake and Bill. You were my first teammates and opponents, and I credit them for giving me thick skin. If I wanted to play with the older kids, then I needed to prove to them that I could, and you two were always willing to give me that chance. I want to thank you for never taking it easy on me, and for your support from the backyard days throughout my last game. I'm lucky to have you both as role models and friends. I was very fortunate to have a family who always nurtured my love of baseball. They were my first support system. But I was also fortunate to have a lot of great coaches over the years, and one in particular was my high school baseball coach, Jim O'Neill. For those who wondered why I rarely swung, please. For those of you who wondered why I rarely swung at the first pitch, it dates back to the advice he gave me my senior year at Creighton-Durham Hall. He once told me, Joe, when you step into the box, you're most likely going to hit the ball, so why not wait for the pitch you want? Simple advice, but I credit him for helping me develop a plan every time I stepped up to the plate and giving me the confidence to hit deep into counts. He taught me patience and control, and I carried those lessons with me throughout my career. Thank you, Jim. I want to thank scouts Mark Wilson, Joel Leppel, and former Minnesota Twins general manager Terry Ryan for coming out and watching those many high school games and for taking a chance on me as an 18-year-old catcher. The draft was talented that year back in 2001 with several players close to Major League ready, and you took me. Seen as an unpopular choice by many, I was determined to prove to everyone that you made the right decision, and your trust and belief in me helped me gain confidence in myself, especially in those early years. Navigating that chapter in my life where I was faced with major decisions at a young age was made easier for me by the help of two men who I revere as some of the greatest mentors and confidants, my agents, Mr. Ron Shapiro and Mr. Michael Moss. From the first time we met at 18 years old, I knew you were special. I knew you had my best interests at heart. Your wisdom, advice, support, professionalism, and friendship has guided me throughout my entire career, both personally and professionally, and I credit much of my growth as a ball player in person to you both. I want to thank you for being the role models I needed at 18 and for continuing to be the first people I call for advice till this day. You have become family to me, and I'm so grateful for your influence and guidance through this journey. Thank you. I'd like to thank the Polad family for allowing me to wear one jersey my entire career. And being able to play at home in front of my family, friends, and amazing Minnesota fans. I wanted to be a Twin from day one, and that decision never wavered in 18 years. Thank you for that opportunity and your belief and support in me through it all. It was truly an honor to be a part of your organization and represent my hometown team. I'd like to thank my managers, Ron Gardenhire and Paul Molitor, two men who I greatly respect and admire. You were both highly effective in your approach, and I learned so much under your guidance. You created an atmosphere for players to thrive in, and I want to thank you for your wisdom, support, and friendship throughout my career. Thanks, guys. I was also fortunate to be surrounded by an incredible coaching staff who shared with me wisdom and insight of this game and worked tirelessly every day to get the best out of me and my teammates. The same can be said about the fantastic trainers and doctors who kept me healthy and able to do my job. I would like to give a special thank you to Dr. Walt Wilson and Dr. Bob Brown of the Mayo Clinic for always putting my health and safety first, and for not only being there for me, but taking care of my entire family. You are a blessing to us all, and we are so grateful to have you guys in our lives. I also wouldn't be able to go out and do my job without the support of the clubhouse staff. Those guys did so much work behind the scenes so I could focus solely on getting ready to play the game. They became confidants and lifelong friends, and I appreciate you fellas more than you know. I especially want to thank my teammates, many of them who are here today, for your support, encouragement, and the amazing brotherhood you provided me for so many years. It was an absolute honor to suit up alongside you and battle it out every night. You each brought something different to the table and collectively taught me so much about this game, but also about life in general. Many of us grew up together, starting out as young ball players trying to navigate a new world, to becoming gray-haired dads who plan golf trips around our kids' schedules, and I'm grateful for the lifelong friendships I've been given to by this game. Thank you for being here today and for sharing with me a milestone that you all had a role in helping me achieve. I also want to thank the Minnesota Twins fans. You guys came out today. Thank you, thank you. For your many years of support throughout my career, with a special thank you to all who have traveled here today. You were there for my highs and lows and believed in me and our team through it all. Your energy and cheers brought life to our games, and it was truly an honor to play at home in front of such an incredible and loyal fan base. Thank you. To my extended family and friends, those of who traveled here to join us in this incredible moment, and for those of you watching at home, thank you for your support not only today, but throughout my life and career. It means the world to me, and I'm lucky to have amazing people like you in my life. And Maddie, I cannot thank you enough for all that you do for me and our family. You wear many hats. You are an incredible wife, mother, mentor, role model, keeper of everyone's schedules, and as I call you, the curator of fun in our family. And somehow you manage to do this, do it all with patience and grace. You've been a staple of love, support, and guidance, all while holding down the fort so I could go out and play the game that I love. The kids and I are so grateful for all that you do and so blessed to have you in our lives. Thank you for everything, honey. I love you. I also want to thank my in-laws, John and Ginny, for all the help that they provided Maddie and the girls when I was gone on the road. I knew I could always count on you for being there for them, and it put my mind at ease when I was out there. Thank you for all the love and support you've always shown me, and I love you both as well. Marin and Emily, you two gals mean the world to me. You've always been my little cheerleaders, and no matter the outcome of a game, you always seem to put a smile on my face. You've helped me see things with a new perspective and are a constant reminder of what's truly important in this world. I'm so proud of you both. It's been a joy to watch you grow into the incredible young ladies you are. I want to thank you for keeping me on my toes and for teaching me new things every day. I love you so much, and I'm so blessed to be your dad. And Chip, I love you so much too, buddy. I'm so grateful to have you as my little sidekick. Just like your big sisters, you bring so much joy and light to my life, and you remind me daily to slow down and appreciate the little things. You were born just 2 days after I retired, and although you miss my playing days, I now get to relive my childhood love of baseball through your eyes. Seeing your excitement as I watch you hold Babe Ruth's bat at the museum back in January was a full circle moment that brought me back to my days of pretending to be a big leaguer in our backyard. I now get to coach your team and have car rides to and from games where we talk about how baseball is about so much more than winning or losing. Playing this game takes grit. It teaches the important lessons of hard work, patience, and dedication. because in baseball, you will inevitably fail more times than you succeed. You need to learn to make adjustments and have a strong determination to keep going, even when it's tough. These are all values I want to instill in my children, and learning this game is a great place to start. I wouldn't be standing here today without the vote of the baseball writers. I want to thank those of you who filled in my name on your ballot and felt I was worthy of this incredible honor. You are the data trackers and historians of this game, and because of your dedication, I not only have treasured articles and stories about my playing days, but my career now has a permanent place in the history of this game. I am truly honored, humbled, and grateful by your acknowledgement and appreciation of my craft. I also want to congratulate Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, and Jim Leland, and all of your families on this incredible moment. I am honored to be joining you in this year's Hall of Fame class, as I have the utmost respect for each one of you and how you guys conducted yourselves both on and off the baseball field. You are all highly deserving of this honor. I also want to thank the Hall of Fame members who are here today to welcome us into this incredible fraternity. You have all left a mark on this game and has acted as leaders and role models for the younger generations, myself included. Thank you for the support you have shown me since receiving the call back in January. It is an honor to share this stage with all of you. I want to give a big thank you to Jane Forbes Clark, Josh Rawich, John Szczepkowski, Whitney Horn, and the entire Hall of Fame staff for all that you do to make this induction ceremony the wonderful an event that it is, but also for your hard work and dedication in preserving the history of this game. The magic and memories you provide to all who have traveled here today for the love of baseball is unlike any other place. Thank you for what you do all year long in creating a place to honor, remember, and learn about the people, players, and moments that make this game such an important part of history. To stand here today and say that I'm now a small part of baseball's history is a statement that will never fully sink in for me. This moment is truly a dream come true. Thank you again to all who believed in me, supported me, and helped me achieve this remarkable honor. Thank you.
Joe Mauer at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown on July 21st. Terrific speech. Just absolutely wonderful. And by the way, we're here live at Target Field. It is Joe Mauer Day at the ballpark, and of course he'll celebrate his induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame today with the fans. And our coverage brought to you by Miller Marine and Power Lodge. We'll come back to Target Field in a moment here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. We are live at Target Field for the Joe Mauer Hall of Fame celebration, and it's brought to you by Miller Marine and Power Lodge, and a big thanks to them. Earlier in the program, Dave St. Peter, Twins president, joining us. A little bit later on, after 4:30, Dan Gladden, Twins Hall of Famer, World Series champ in 87 and 91, and current radio analyst, scheduled to join us. That'll be at about 4:35. Joe Schmidt from Channel 5 after 5. Josh Rawlich, president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, scheduled to join us before the lineup card at 5:30. And then, of course, we'll have Joe's ceremony live. And then the Twins and the White Sox tonight. Twins won 10-2 last night. Royce Lewis, 4 RBI. Joe Ryan pitched well. Bailey Ober on the bump tonight here at Target Field on the home of the Twins, CCO. We are live at Target Field for the Joe Mauer Hall of Fame celebration, and it's brought to you by Miller Marine and Power Lodge, and a big thanks to them. Earlier in the program, Dave St. Peter, Twins president, joining us. A little bit later on, after 4:30, Dan Gladden, Twins Hall of Famer, World Series champ in 87 and 91, and current radio analyst, scheduled to join us. That'll be at about 4:35. Joe Schmidt from Channel 5 after 5. Josh Rawlich, president The Baseball Hall of Fame scheduled to join us before the lineup card at 5:30. And then, of course, we'll have Joe's Ceremony Live and then the Twins and the White Sox tonight. Twins won 10-2 last night. Roy Lewis, 4 RBI. Jarian Pidgewell, Bailey Ober on the bump tonight here at Target Field on the home of the Twins, CCO.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.